This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Drones have been sighted at 26 locations ranging from Baramulla to Bhuj, situated in the international border and the line of control with Pakistan. These include suspected armed drones posing the potential threats to the civilian and the military targets. According to the defense sources, the locations include Baramulla, Srinagar, Avantapura, Narkotra, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Faisalka, Lalgarh Jatta, Jaisalmer, Barmer, Bhuj, Kuarbet, and Lakinala. The Indian Armed Forces are maintaining the high state of alert and all aerial threats are being tracked and engaged during this counter-drone systems. The situation is under close and constant watch and the prompt action is being taken wherever necessary. The citizens living in the border areas are advised to remain indoors, limit unnecessary movements and strictly following the safety instructions issued by the local authorities. It said that there is no need for panic, heightened vigilance and precautions are essential. Our correspondent reports that the armed drones attempted to attack the border districts of Punjab, including Firozpur, Amritsar and Pathankot, but the Indian Defence Forces successfully repulsed and neutralized the attempts. However, in Firozpur, a house was damaged and the three family members were injured due to this attack, receiving several burns. They have been admitted to this government hospital and they have been reported to be safe. According to the Firozpur Police Chief Bhupinder Singh Sindhu, this was an isolated incident with most attacks being effectively countered by the army. Pakistan has attempted infiltration of 36 locations from Leh to Sirkrik on Thursday night by using around 400 drones. The Indian Armed Forces shot down many of these drones using kinetic and non-kinetic means. In a special briefing in New Delhi, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of Indian Army said that the Pakistani army violated the Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting the military infrastructure. She said not only this, they also fired heavy caliber weapons along with the line of control. She added that the purpose of such large-scale aerial instructions was to test air defense systems and to collect the intelligence. She added that the forensic investigation of the wreckage of the drones is being done and the initial reports suggest that they are Turkish Asgard Songar drones.
अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सीमा और नियंत्रण रेखा पर ले से लेकर सरक्रीक तक 36 स्थानों पर 300 से 400 लगभग ड्रोनों का इस्तेमाल घुसपैठ का प्रयास करने के लिए किया गया। भारतीय सशस्त्र बलों ने काइनेटिक्स व नॉन काइनेटिक साधनों का उपयोग करके इनमें से कई ड्रोन्स को मार गिराया। इतने बड़े पैमाने पर हवाई घुसपैठों का संभावित उद्देश्य वायु रक्षा प्रणालियों का परीक्षण करना और खुफिया जानकारी इकट्ठा करना था। ड्रोन के मलबे की फोरेंसिक जांच की जा रही है। प्रारंभिक रिपोर्ट्स से पता चलता है कि वे तुर्की के असीस गार्ड सॉन्गर ड्रोन्स हैं।
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, Indian armed drones were launched at four air defense sites in Pakistan and one of the drones was able to destroy an AD radar. She said that Pakistan also carried out artillery shelling across the line of control using heavy caliber artillery guns and the armed drones was resulted in some losses and the injuries of Indian army personnel. She added that the Pakistan Army also suffered major losses in Indian retaliatory fire and the Wing Commander Vyomika Singh pointed out that the Pakistan did not close its civil airspace despite launching an unprovoked drone and missile attack on the evening of 7th May. She criticized Pakistan for using civil airlines as shield.
Pakistan military carry out multiple violations of Indian airspace along the entire western border with an intent to target military infrastructure. Pakistan military also resorted to firing of heavy caliber weapons along the line of control. Along the international border and line of control, drone intrusions were attempted from Leh to Sirkrik at 36 locations with approximately 300 to 400 drones. Indian Armed Forces brought down a number of these drones using kinetic and non-kinetic means. The possible purpose of these large-scale aerial intrusions were to test the AD system and gather intelligence.
Briefing the media on this occasion, the Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri underlined that the denial of attacks that Pakistan did carry out yet another example of their duplicity. He slammed Pakistani side for targeting and shelling the places of worship, including gurdwaras, convents and temples, calling it a new low even for Pakistan. He said that the strike on the headquarters of Jaish-e-Mohammed in Bahawalpur is a fitting response to the brutal killing of the Wall Street Journal journalist Daniel Pearl, who was killed brutally. Replying to the query, the Foreign Secretary informed that in view of the existing security scenario, the services of the Kartarpur Sahib corridor has been suspended till further notice. The Airport Authority of India has announced the temporary closure of 32 airports across the northern and the western India for all civil flight operation till the 14th of this month. The affected airports include major locations such as Amritsar, Chandigarh, Jammu, Srinagar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Jaisalmer, Pathankot and others. Additionally, 25 segments of air traffic service routes within Delhi and Mumbai flight information regions will also be closed during this period. In Gujarat, the state government is taking several precautionary measures to ensure the availability of healthcare facilities, adequate supply of essential commodities, and control over the prices in the border areas amid the rising tensions between India and Pakistan. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel held a high-level meeting at the State Emergency Operations Center last night and reviewed the situation in the border districts. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concerns over the efficacy of the IMF programs in case of Pakistan, given its poor track record, and also on the possibility of misuse of the debt financing funds for the state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The IMF reviewed the extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and sustainability facility lending the program of $1.3 billion for Pakistan yesterday. In a major step towards expanding bilateral trade and investment engagement, the first round of negotiations for India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement concluded successfully in New Delhi yesterday. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the first round, followed by the series of virtual discussions held between both partners, which laid the groundwork for in-person meeting. The Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs, Nirmala Sitharaman, has directed all the banks to remain fully alert and prepare to deal with any eventuality or crisis, ensuring the uninterrupted access to the banking and the financial services. In a meeting with the managing directors of CEOs and the public and private sector banks and insurance companies, the minister stressed that the critical role of the banking and the financial sector is ensuring economic stability during challenging times. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has assured that the food reserves in the country are sufficient. Mr. Chauhan urged the citizens to remain calm at the time of any emergency. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, he added that there has been a bumper production and the conditions are also favourable for the upcoming crops. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw reviewed the arrangements made for the rail operations in view of the escalation between India and Pakistan. Mr. Vaishnaw directed the railway officials to coordinate with various government agencies and cooperate this trains to help the people in the border areas. He said along with the regular trains, special trains should also be operated as per the requirement. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced the immediate suspension of the remainder of the ongoing IPL 2025 season for 1 week. On day 6 of Khelo India Youth Games 2025, athletes yesterday showcased impressive performances at the Dr. Karni Singh shooting range in New Delhi. In the 10-meter air rifle mixed team, Parth Rakesh Mane and Shambhavi Sharan from Maharashtra won the gold medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.